Welcome back to the program, 1300 01 1170. That's the open line number, the text line, 0457 736 736. Now, I know you're all there with pens ready, pens poised, as they say, because Jared Condon from Reading the Play, forget about the NRL, it's the NFL where he's cutting a swathe through the bookmakers at the moment. And we've got week six coming up and Jared's on the line. G'day, Jared.
G'day, Jimmy. Yes, two from two last week. We've got money in our pockets. Let's see if we can make some more money again this week. And I think we've been on a roll for the last couple of months, NRL into NFL. Long may it continue.
And I love the way we got it exactly right with the Baltimore Ravens, obviously, you know, with a $1.31 pop, the fourth leg of the four-leg multi. And it takes till overtime till Lamar Jackson gets it done. But he gets it done, and that's all we're worried about.
Well, Jimmy, I'm not going to publish the messages you were sending me when it was 25-9 into the last quarter, but in Lamar we trusted, and in Lamar he came right home for us.
Yeah, what about that performance? And you know, I'm hearing and reading from respected and long-term NFL commentators who are saying that's one of the best individual, certainly the best individual performance of this year, but one of the best of the last decade. It was phenomenal what he was able to do, and maybe put to rest those people who said he's only got the running game.
Well, Jimmy, you know, he was an MVP a number of years ago on the rise as a young quarterback. He was actually 32 pick in the draft. I mean, they're normally the top three or four or five that end up going on to be an MVP. I love the coach. I love the combination. And I love the fact that, unlike many quarterbacks, he gets his hands dirty. He's prepared to run the ball. He takes knocks. He does that tough stuff. But he also showed in that last quarter he can hit a target. And he did. And he brought him home. And you and I probably went out for lunch or a couple of quiet drinks after he did.
Yes. In a lockdown-free Sydney, that's exactly what I was doing, celebrating on Tuesday. Just before we get to this round, the week six, I've got to ask for your thoughts on the sacking of John Gruden. Interesting from a bookmaker point of view. He certainly wasn't high on the list of first coach to be sacked. But overall, and the fact that it happened and the fact that the Raiders now go in a different direction, what was your take on it?
Well, Jimmy, I guess in the end it was a no-brainer, wasn't it? There was 11 years of emails that had been unfolded by the NFL as part of their investigation into another club, which is the Washington Football Club, and the ownership and a whole range of other scenario that's going on in the background there. 650,000 emails that they've sorted through.
Wow.
Good luck to the poor people who had that job. But yes, I think when the evidence came out, it was obviously very compelling, Jimmy, and he's won a Super Bowl when he was at Tampa, a much decorated and talked about player and coach, and certainly his days now are over in the game. One would think that he will never respond from this, but he had a 10-year contract, $100 million, that he was only into the fourth year of, Jimmy. So, yes, it's a major talking point in the US at the moment, and he was certainly not favoured as the first coach sacked into this season.
No, not at all. All right, let's start with week six. Why not on the Friday morning game, Thursday night footy? Whenever Tom Brady and the Buccaneers run around, there's a fair bit of interest in this one.
Well, I think the Bucs win, Jimmy, but they're an opening leg into any of the multis that you might want to play through the weekend. And the other two that I thought stood out were two of the highlight teams. The Kansas City Chiefs, I think they'll certainly beat Washington. And the Buffalo Bills, who we gave a nice push last week, I certainly think that they'll beat Tennessee Titans. So if we took those two as an all-up leg for us, the Chiefs at $1.34, the Bills at $1.40, that's all up $1.87. Let's take that as the standout bet with Top Sport. And if you wanted to be game, and I certainly would be, I'd be throwing the Bucks in there as a third leg. And I think that gives you three high-profile teams, a couple of them on TV through the weekend. So you get to watch those from Friday onwards, and I think there's a nice return there. The Chiefs drop back a level. They might only be one from five at the moment, but they've been up against the Browns, the Ravens, the Chargers, and the Bills. They did flog the Eagles. They dropped back a level to Washington. And then the other one is, you know, the Bills, they're just on a great roll at the moment. I mean, Allen led from the front last week, had an outstanding game in at Arrowhead on an away leg. They get a Titans team who I think are certainly a huge drop back in class, and they'll be dusting them up. Then the other game, Jimmy, we've got the Arizona Cardinals, who would have thought five from five coming into week six.
Yeah, yeah. What do we put that down to? Because, interesting, I was listening to a podcast with the general manager, and they basically sacked quarterback and coach 2 years ago, having just recruited them 1 year into recruitment, and then pivoted, went a different direction, and clearly having success with Kyler Murray and the new staff that they've brought in. So it's a pretty brave move from a GM to say, hey, I got it wrong, but don't worry, I'm going to fix it.
Well, and right now, obviously, there's a lot of plaudits that maybe they're on the right path, Jimmy. I mean, the key question is, yes, they're 5-5, but have they played anybody of note? I'd argue not. I certainly think this week when they travel to Cleveland up against the Browns, that's a big ask, and I'll get to that in a moment. But, yeah, if we looked at the power rankings of the top 10 to 15 teams, I wouldn't have them in the top 10.
Wow.
I'd probably have them just outside that. I think Cleveland's probably third on the list at the moment. So it begs the question, how deep is that form? I will say I thought some of their passing attack last week was showed signs of really being on the improve, as they've now won 5-5. But they are a team that you can play on the ground. You can rush. You can play a lot of yardage in against them and not necessarily have to throw the ball. And that's a key strength of the Browns. And I think the matchup is very telling. The Browns at home, -2.5. I don't think that's high enough. It's under the key number of 3. Let's make that the other best bet with Top Sport. Somewhere around $1.80 is the market price at the moment. I think that's a nice way to go through Sunday. And then we can kick back, watch Monday Night Football, which is Tuesday our time. The Bills to finish out the round. Hopefully, Jimmy, you're not talking to your listeners about having to get that one home, and we kick back with some winnings.
Oh, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? Now, a nice, relaxed Tuesday morning footy. Yeah, that would be nice for a change. Hey, just before we let you go, mate, you're talking about Cleveland and how strong you think they are. And we were talking about the top 10 quarterbacks in the league, and one of the listeners said, "Well, how come Baker Mayfield never gets a start? Where do you rank him with these quarterbacks in the league now?"
Well, I certainly don't think he's in the top 5 at the moment, Jimmy.
No.
Just my observation and any of the key reading information coming out of the US at the moment. And there's a big question here at the moment because the Cleveland Browns are yet to table a new deal for him. And there's a lot of speculation about them sitting back to see what he does through these opening 6 to 10 weeks and whether he then might be at an elite level that might command something like $40 million a year, which the top quarterbacks do, or is he a mid-tier where he might get offered a shorter-term deal of $20 million a year, or do they hold off and look to trade and upgrade at the end of the season? Because I'm sure we would all now say that the window is open for the Browns. They've rebuilt through recent seasons. They made the finals last year. They're obviously in good form and on the up. Is the icing on the cake now a elite-level quarterback, if they can find one, to get them to a Super Bowl?
Yeah, it's great strategy involved in all of this, isn't it? Fantastic, and it plays out on a weekly basis. Great to chat, mate. We'll put those out on social media as well, and have a great weekend. I know you're going to enjoy your racing as well, and we look forward to chatting next week.
Like a kid in the candy shop, Jimmy. Have a great weekend.